Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2887.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
To describe myself as a human being, I'd say I'm pretty easygoing. I don't really sweat over, stress over things that I can't control. Whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to do to the best of my ability, and if I can't control that, there's no real reason for me to stress over it like most people do. I take life as it comes. I don't really plan too forward in advance, because then plans can always fall apart on you. So I'm very optimistic, but yet I'm a realist in the same sense. I don't shoot for the stars at impossible ideas. Basically, I just live life as if I'm going to die tomorrow, so I don't want to waste my time here or do anything in that sense. I'm the time that I spend just sitting around is the time that I feel like a waste. So it's basically myself.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Spending time with my family. Oh man. Most of the time it's either they're complaining about something in their life, but I just like to listen, especially for the holidays, because I don't get to see my family that often because of school and everything. But any time I spend with my father is awesome, because we have a lot in common and I'm exactly like him. So spending time with my nieces, just hanging out with them, because they're really young, and they're the mentor stage for them. Basically, we do everything together, especially for the holidays. Seeing my family is awesome, but just talking and reminiscing is what we do the best. Especially complaining and bickering is awesome as well. But
what quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
The quality I like best about myself is my straightforwardness. If there's something I want, I don't just beat around the bush, I'll just go right for it. And if there's something I need to tell someone, excuse me, I won't hint to it. I'll just be straightforward and just give them what I, tell them how I feel. But also, that's also the part of myself that sometimes I don't like the most, because sometimes I'm brass decisions or don't always say the best thing at the time, and it can come off as me being rude. But in the same sense, I like that. I think that people should be like that, because you don't want someone that's introverted. You want to be introverted in life or shy. You need to be outgoing. So it might be my outgoing and my straightforwardness, and then also that'd be the same, the double-edged sword.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
The number one value my father instilled in me was treat everyone as if you would like you would like to be treated. I don't want to live my life, especially I don't want to pass on to my kids, that I don't want to live them to take advantage of life and to take advantage of people. So if you were rude to someone, then how would you feel if it was done to you? My father stressed that a lot. Just always be compassionate to other people's situations and always try to have a helping hand for everyone. That, I'd like to pass that on to my kids when I have children, and I'd also like to pass, like I said before, not to stress on things you can't control, because you can only control so much, and it's out of your hands. Just prepare for the worst, but pray for the best.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Oh man, my childhood. I would take apart everything, anything I could possibly get my hands on, and then put it back together, or try and put it back together. As well as I like just climbing trees. For some reason I was infatuated with that, I don't know why. A lot of exploring I did, because there was a lot of woods where I used to live when I was really young. So me and my friends would just go out and just see what we could find, just mess around the woods and build stuff. I was really into construction at a really young age, which came into my major in school. And just hanging out with my friends was a big thing I did, which I don't really see them anymore, but it was mainly just do as much as I possibly could in as little amount of time of my childhood that I had.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
That's actually happened a lot of times. And if the decision presents itself, I'll just go for it. My current relationship, I was afraid to talk to the girl. Usually that kind of question deals with women, but sometimes I wind up being shy towards ladies. But the moment that I get over that barrier and just go for it and actually talk to them is the moment it actually pays out, and then either a friendship or a relationship occurs. But the most recent and most predominant one was it was during one of my training exercises. We had to do stuff, and it was you had to solve a problem, and it was just my idea, and I knew it was risky, But it wound up, we wound up saving a lot of time, and we got, like, the goal accomplished, and it was, like, I was praised for it. But it was, like, something that no one had ever done before. I mean, it would take forever to go into detail about it, but, like, I got a lot of praise from it, and it was a good thing. But I was really, really nervous on what the outcome of it would have been. But after it was done, like, it was successful.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Not sleeping. I can tell you what I don't want to do. I don't want to be a waste on society. So I want to do anything that can benefit society, like help over wherever, like third world countries or anything. But everybody like thinks about that, about, oh, I want to make a difference in the world. I want to go over to a different country. But if you actually look at like the country we're in right now, like there's a lot of people need a lot of help right now. So I'd like to help out with anybody who's over here with like homeless or like the poverty, especially with the economy as it is right now. So if I could do anything, it would just be to make a difference and leave an impact on the world. I mean, that's a very broad topic, like a very broad statement, but there's so many ways that could happen. But I just want to be, not remembered, like I don't want to have the ego to, oh, I want to be remembered. I just want to make an impact in any way possible. So you can take that for however broad the topic is, but that's basically what I want to do.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I still play it now, sometimes, with a bunch of people. Clue. Like, hands down, my favorite game, because the game was awesome. I liked the little pieces that came with it, and the whole concept of, like, guessing who, I mean, not murder, but, like, being a detective was really cool to me. Like, with the rope in the library, it was awesome. But I'd sometimes, like, cheat just so I could see it, and I wouldn't guess. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, that's the right answer. But I just thought the concept was cool, and then, like, I guess I'd have, like, a tie with that. It'd be Monopoly, because I love that game, but I also hate it in its sense that it takes forever to play. Because I'd play it with my grandparents, and my grandmother would just cheat like it was her job. But we couldn't say anything because she was my grandmother, and she would always, like, somehow get those green hotels while we all had red buildings. Some didn't even have any, and she would just steal all our money, and we let her go because she was old. But so it'd be Clue would be number one, and then right behind it would be Monopoly.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
My most difficult time in life was when my parents got divorced, when I was real young, because, like, I took it as something that I did wrong, like most children do. But then I realized, I mean, it's nothing that I can control. It's not my, I shouldn't be so egotistical that it's my fault, or I shouldn't put the blame on myself. Because there's nothing I can control. If people fall out of love and whatever happens, it happens. So that's basically how, like, that was one of the main reasons how I got my perspective on life as now. If I can't control it, then I shouldn't stress over it, and I shouldn't, like, worry too much about it.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner is actually, some people know it, because my mom makes this thing called Jeep and Jop. I don't know if that's its actual name, but it's chicken that's, like, cooked in vinegar for like hours, and then when you actually eat it, it just falls apart in your mouth, and it's amazing. I don't know if it has an actual name. I don't know what ethnicity it's from. My mom's not like Emeril Lagasse or anything, but she's very good at cooking, so she just calls it Jeep and Jop. But it is my favorite meal. I'll have it anytime.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Coming from a divorced family, it kind of changed my perspective, because most of my friends, their parents were together, and their time was balanced between both parents. But with my family situation, my dad, I lived most of the time with my father in, like, not like a poor neighborhood, but like an urban, you could say urban, we'll just leave it at urban. And so that, like, the experiences of my neighbors and school was a big hassle for me, because, like, I was like one of the only kids to, like, have to deal with the situation, because I was new to the situation, especially with high school. So it, like, kind of, like, threw me through the ringer. And then having, not being able to see my mom only on the weekends, and then that whole situation not being stable kind of made it hard. But, like I said before, like, I'm just going to repeat every time, not to beat a dead horse, but it changed my perspective that I can't, like, life's too short to be stressing over things you can't control, especially small things. And my dad would, like, tell me that all the time, like, oh, yeah, that you got in a fight, or, like, somebody's making fun of you, or anything like that. But, like, you could be in a far worse situation. Thank God every day that, like, we're here where we are, and, like, nothing. You have both your legs, both your arms, you're breathing, you're alive. So just keep on going. Even though your situation isn't the same as everyone else, you're still here. So because of the environment that I came from, I'd say that I'm a lot more better off for my situation now, especially for the lessons I've learned in life. And if I come to any, I've, like, a lot of challenges I've had in life previously. But if I were to come on more challenges, I think that I've dealt with harder things previously than anything I come up with in the future.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Let's see, my hobbies. I don't really have too much time for hobbies because of the training I have to do, and, like, I PT all, like, physical training all the time, working out, especially with school, because school's real hard. Hanging out with my friends is, like, mainly one of the things I do for my free time. It just keeps me, like, grounded, so I'm not stressing about it at midterm or about working out. Hanging out with my friends, just relaxing and, like, actually, like, being able to stop and, like, think of what I've done during the day and think of what I've accomplished is, like, mainly the one thing that I'll make sure I do at least once a day. Because the moment that I get wrapped up in everything is the moment that I'll lose it. And, like, you don't want to live your life unstable because you're wrapped up in too many things. So just hanging out with my friends, or at least just, like, taking, like, a 10-minute break to just zone out and just calm down is what I do in my free time.
Tell me about the most cherished present you have ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
In my family, we didn't really do, like, birthday gifts or, like, holiday Christmas gifts or anything like that, but the one year my mother gave me this ring, it was this titanium ring, and I've had it ever since then. It fit almost every one of my fingers when I was younger, and now it doesn't fit any of them, so I wear it on my keychain. And it didn't really happen. She didn't say, like, oh, this is for whatever, but just because it was going to last forever because it's titanium, and it was for my mom, so it was, like, the most cherished thing. She didn't have anything engraved like someone would expect, like, oh, for it to be cherished, but it was just because it was for my mother and because I'd never received jewelry in my entire life. I don't know. I just cherished it, and that's the longest present I've ever kept with me. I still have it on my keychain today. Actually, I think it's at my house. I don't know. I know where it's at. I mean, I didn't lose it, but I know where it's at. So that'd be the most cherished gift I've ever received.
What was the last movie you saw, and what did you think of it?
I saw two movies, like, at the same time with, like, back-to-back. I saw Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio, and then I saw The Other Guys with Will Ferrell and Marky Mark. There were two different kinds of movies. Inception was a mind-blower, which really made me, like, whoa, maybe this is real. I hope this is real. It's awesome. But then The Other Guys is the comedy about the two cops in New York, and they were both amazing movies, and they both, Inception completely changed perspectives on, like, what's possible if it's real, even though I know it's not. But it made me think, like, if this is what movies can do now, in, like, 10 years, what are movies going to be like? And then with Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg, being a rapper and then being, like, an actor, a serious actor, now he's a comedian, I mean, it shows you, like, anybody can do anything. And Will Ferrell's always hilarious, but they wouldn't really change my perspective. But they were just great movies. Two of the best movies I've seen this year.
What is your favorite word and why?
It'd be phlebotomy. And it's just, phlebotomy is just a weird word in its own right. But, I mean, it's kind of weird that I said phlebotomy, but I don't know what other words would say, but that is a funny word, phlebotomy.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
I went rock climbing. Nah, it wasn't that crazy. I take that back. Skydiving is pretty crazy, but, I mean, everybody kind of does that. So I'd say, that's a good question. I'd have probably say skydiving, because I didn't have an overall fear of heights or anything like that, but, like, the fact that who in their right mind would jump out of a perfectly good airplane and then skydive down and hopefully a parachute that they didn't pack themselves is going to open up and save their life. That's kind of not sane, not normal, but I guess a lot of people do it. But just the idea that I'm going to put myself in a situation where I hope that this string-tethered piece of plastic opens up and catches me before I fall to the earth is pretty insane. So that was kind of a crazy event for me.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I look in the mirror and, like, make sure I'm alive. Because I'll wake up and I just hate life. Because I wake up really early, like 4:50, and I'm like, why do I do this every morning? And then I'll shave, brush my teeth, not in that order, just whatever order I wind up doing. but I'll, like, stretch because I guess I'm a really violent sleeper. Well, I'll just, like, kick my legs and my sheets will just be everywhere. And then all of a sudden, like, my arm got all tangled up in my sheets and it hurts, so I have to stretch it out. But just basically the basic routine, but I make sure that, like, do I really want to wake up or should I go back to sleep? But I don't want to waste my time because there's not that much time. And I can just sleep when I'm dead, so just wake up, make sure I'm alive, and then be like, oh, man, now I got to go do what I got to do.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Probably travel the world a lot more when I was younger because I know a lot of my friends have, like, been all across the world when they were younger. And that, like, when you're young, your perspective on, like, the world is, like, so innocent. And you're not worried about, oh, like, politics and military and all that kind of stuff. If I were able to, like, go to any country and not have to worry about, oh, this is a poverty-stricken country. Oh, I feel so bad for being here. Like, stuff like that. And then an innocent perspective would have been able to actually embrace, this is awesome. I'm in Japan or, excuse me, I'm in, like, London or anything like that. So I would, and, like, seeing how, I know how, the, like, I hope I, that the, my rest of my life winds up how it's planned in my head. And I don't think I have too much time to travel around, especially with school. So I wish I could do that. I wish I could have done that earlier because it would have been a lot of fun to do.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Upon graduation, I will be commissioned as a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps. So right after that, I go right into training for 6 months at the basic school, which is where I'll get my actual job. So from there, right after graduation, I'm just gone in the Marine Corps for however years I want to commit. Which it's kind of good because, especially today, not many college students know if they have a definite job, like right out of school. And I won't say that I have a definite job, like, ooh, that's why I signed up, but it's definitely a burden off my back that I know that I'll make a difference and I'll have a job. So there's nothing for me to worry about, especially for people like majors that like poli-sci or like construction engineering or mechanical engineering and math, like all those majors, like you don't know what the number of job opportunities are going to be and where you're going to be. And hopefully the economy corrects itself soon. They say it's corrected. Oh, it's making its way back. Yeah, but I don't know. So I know I just rambled that question out, but I'm going to be commissioned as a second lieutenant and then go over where they ever need me to do.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Romantic evening. There's two ideas I have on this. One is, like, I have to be at the beach because one requires us to be at the beach, me and my date or whoever. And we just spend time at night on the beach in the sand, just looking up at the sky and then listening to the shore, like the ocean. I know that's very cliche, but everybody's idea is the same thing. And then the other one is I love to cook, especially for other people. So it's me cooking dinner for my date and like sitting at the table with like candles and flowers. Again, cliche, I apologize, but sitting there and then just being able to socialize with someone that actually means a lot to you. Like, I don't have to go out or spend an exotic amount of money or anything like that. I'm just, it's the simplicity of the situation that makes it so appealing to me. Like, there's no need for a violinist or an expensive restaurant or, like, fireworks that say your names. It's just the simple, the basics that is the most, like, important to the situation that I'd like to be in.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Why did I decide? Reason is because I know people that, like, can't have kids, and, like, I saw the struggles that they were going through, especially, like, trying to find alternative ways, and, like, I didn't even know that this was possible, especially for my, like, for the area that I live in, especially for, so I checked it out, and I was just like, it's just a fluke, like, just why not? I got nothing else to do right now in this free time. So I checked it out, and I, like, learned more about it, and then I actually was really interested, and then, like, actually looked into, like, actual, like, information of people that had, I guess, used this alternative, and it was, like, really, like, impressive, especially for, like, the outcome and the positivity that came back from, like, people that had successful operations or whatever you want to call them, and it made me feel like at least I'm helping someone out in the long run. Like, some people are like, oh, I'm just doing this for the money, but no. I mean, everybody can just have a job. That's not, like, a big deal. But the fact that, like, you can bring someone the gift of a child when they can't have it on their own, or not even have it on their own if they just choose not to, they just use this alternative method, is the main reason. Because, I don't know, if it's just like the way I was raised, like, every gift, especially a child, is like the most important that someone can have in their life.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Oh, man. I don't know. For your life, live life as if you were going to die tomorrow. Not like, oh, man, I'm going to die tomorrow, I'm panicking. But don't waste time sitting around. Make the most of the time that you have on Earth, because you don't know what could happen tomorrow. And don't stress over, like I've said the entire time, don't stress over things you can't control, because all it's going to do is destroy your day, and you're not going to be able to do anything else besides worry about, oh, did I get the job? Did I leave the toaster on? Did I leave my dry cleaning? Oh, man, I got to do this, got to do that. If you just take 10 seconds and just step back and go, what am I stressing over? Then everything else will fall into place. And, like, if you lose your keys, like, just don't panic, don't flip out. I'm going to be late. Just stop and relax. And then every time it's ever happened to me, I found my keys in, like, the most random spots because I wasn't panicking, throwing everything in my room apart, just having, like, a positive outlook on life, but still just be realistic and don't take advantage of everything and just, like, live your life to its fullest.
This concludes Dunner Audio Interview 2887.